Assembly 2018 is made possible by Virginia Trial Lawyers Association, lawyers working for fairness in our justice system. Virginia Trial Lawyers Association is proud to have sponsored the General Assembly Report for more than 25 years.
From the state capitol in Richmond, I'm Megan Pauley. Most children in foster care are placed into the homes of strangers, not relatives. But when possible, research suggests kinship care can have major benefits for kids. For example, it can help reduce behavioral issues. Democratic Delegate Carrie Delaney used to work in a group home for girls in foster care.
And it's always better, it's a best practice in child welfare to look for family members that are familiar with that child first. It's going to reduce trauma to the child. It's going to create an easier transition for that child.
And a few bills before the General Assembly, including one sponsored by Delaney, would create a program called KinGAP. That stands for Kinship Guardian Assistance Program, and would provide financial assistance to relatives of kids in foster care for taking them in. The kids eligible for the program aren't being considered for adoption or reunification with their birth family.
So it's not a situation where a family member would be asking for a relative to take their child.
That's Allison Gilbreth with Voices for Virginia's Children. She says there are currently only about 100 to 200 youth under 18 in Virginia's foster care system that fit that description. And despite the concerns of some, like Republican Senator Dick Black, Gilbreth says the chances of fraud are slim. Democratic Senator Barbara Favola has introduced the Senate version of Delaney's bill and told her colleagues earlier this month that many families need the extra money.
This is an opportunity for a relative to be able to step up and provide a permanent home so the child does not have to remain in foster care. Many relatives really need some kind of monetary payment to be able to do that.
That was the case for Carl Price, who shared his story during Adoption Advocacy Day last week. He entered foster care at age 14 and cycled through three foster homes and one group home before cycling out of foster care at 21. He says his mother's sister inquired about temporary assistance just to pay for a bed for him, but with no luck.
There were several family members that were willing to actually take me in. The problem is they didn't have enough money. Now, to someone making a six-figure income, that's inconceivable. But we're talking about people who are making minimum wage or something like that and already have children in the home. So when you have three kids and you're making minimum wage, one more mouth to feed, that's very expensive.
It's the fifth year in a row that legislation creating the KinGAP program in Virginia is being introduced. Gilbreth is optimistic that this year, legislators will see its full potential. She says not only does it save the state money in the long run, but it's the best option for those in foster care that it applies to.
When they're with relatives, they're more likely to achieve permanency, and they're less likely to age out of foster care. And right now, it's extremely expensive when children age out of foster care.
Delegate Emily Brewer is sponsoring another kinship bill.
Someone's close relative is going to know children better than a stranger. And, you know, we want to give children the best opportunity to succeed educationally, mentally, and, you know, just in life. And I think that, you know, it's in the best interest of a child to stay with family they know and love.
Brewer was adopted herself and wants to work on statewide reforms of the adoption and foster care systems. She has another bill in that would shorten the time period between foster care placement and adoption. Megan Pauley, WCVE News, Capitol Square.